For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Cicely Nelson, the senior forward out of Roseau, Minnesota. Had 2 points in game two against the Gophers. And first of all, let's go back to game one. Guys fall to the Gophers. Very close game, 3-1, which is great against the second seed. Your backs were against the wall coming into game two. What was the mindset coming into Saturday's game?
I mean, I think it's since it's us, our seniors, last couple games here, I think we all just got in the locker room and we're like, just do it for the seniors, you know, have some fun today and just work hard for the seniors. And literally everyone battled as hard as they possibly could. It was probably one of the best games we've honestly had all year. So that was fun to see and it was really enjoyable for us seniors.
I could tell right away that the energy level was different. Did you feel that when you guys hit the ice?
Yes, I think everyone was just pumped in the locker room before. We were listening to oldies coming into the game, and I think everyone was just ready to go out and have some fun today, and that's really what we did.
Well, you and Miller looked great out on the ice. Everybody did, but from the get-go, I knew there was something that was going to be good coming out of your line. You guys had that 2-on-0 opportunity right away. I know you got stymied there on that one, but did you guys together feel like you guys were going to connect at some point?
I mean, yeah. I mean, before the game, we're like, this could be our last game. Let's just go out and have fun. And yeah, I mean, we just played for each other, and Summer played for us too, being her senior line mates. And it was literally just a blast out there for all of us to have fun together.
There was at one point, Brittany Mullett came up with some spectacular saves, but that one play that ended up getting reviewed, and I was holding my breath. I kept thinking, I didn't see it go in. Do you remember who was behind her in the crease helping her? I know there were like 2 or 3 Beavers making sure that puck didn't go past.
Yeah, I don't know who was back there even. We couldn't see. There's a scrum in front of the net, but yeah, we got a lucky break, and Britt was very solid for us tonight, and we literally couldn't ask for anything more of her.
What is it like to be on the ice and from your vantage point? Because obviously I'm up in the booth and as fans are listening, what's it like watching Brittany Mullett in the zone?
It's literally, I don't even tense up anymore because I know she's going to stop it. She's one of a kind. I mean, there's lots of goalies that are more panicky and she's not. She's a solid, calm goalie and we all have a lot of faith in her and we know she's going to make the save.
So you guys go up 1-0. How much relief did you have after you and Miller set up Summer on that play?
I mean, the first goal is always the hardest one to get. And right when Miller made that nice play behind the net and I just brought it to the net and Summer put it away, it was literally just a relief for all of us. And I think that really brought a momentum to our team. And I think that's literally what got us to the end of the game there, that first goal. And hopefully we can do the same tomorrow.
All right. They score a shorthanded goal on a turnover. I know the player, I'm not going to mention any names, feels really bad about how that happened, but your defense had been out on the ice forever at that point because there was an icing call and then some other plays and you guys couldn't get a line shift. Luckily, it came at the end of the second period and you guys could regroup for the third, right?
Yeah, I mean, turnovers happen all the time and you're tired out there on a PK. And I just think as long as we came together as a team, which we did, we ended up getting another goal and that's really all that matters and we got the win.
Maddie set you up for that game-winning goal. She sends the puck up to you. You're flying up the ice on the right wing side. You started getting closer toward that goal line at one point where you're like, okay, I just have to throw it at the net.
Yeah, I saw, I think it was Miller coming down the slot there, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to make the pass to her, and I was already literally almost to the goal line. I was like, I'm just going to throw it on net here, and hopefully it'll be stuck in her feet, and Miller can put it away, and somehow it got in and went behind the net, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's in the net, and yeah. It was awesome.
Were there tears of joy? Because you guys knew you had the lead at one point, and then they tie it up, and at that point you're like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, it made us even more tense, because now we had to protect that lead, and we definitely, I think all of us seniors cried after the game of tears of joy. We were all happy, and yeah, it was fun.
Okay, you guys did something that no other team in the WCHA has done. Beat the Gophers in a first-round playoff game and beat them at home for the first time this season. You look at that. How much confidence does that give you going into Game 3?
Gives us a lot of confidence. I mean, that's a great accomplishment, especially at this time of the year. And we got to do it again tomorrow, and that's going to be even a bigger accomplishment. And that's literally nothing more than what a senior can ask for. I mean, it's an unbelievable way to go out at the end of the season. So we're just hoping for that extra one tomorrow.
A 7 seed has never beaten a second seed going in and getting to the final face-off. You guys have been to the final face-off. How much does that experience, knowing that you've been to the final face-off, help you going into this game?
I mean, making it to that is literally, it's a hard thing to do, especially in our league. So I think getting to do that and beating a number two seed and a defending national champions, I just think that's a great accomplishment that any team could dream of having. And we have the opportunity to do it, and I hope we can do it.
What's it going to take to beat the Gophers?
Definitely what it took today. I mean, we just have to have the passion, the determination, and we have to battle hard every shift, and we have to pick up sticks in front of the net, and we literally have to shut them down like we did today, and hopefully we can get some goals too, because we've been struggling on the goals this year, so hopefully we can get some good ones going in too.
Cicely, I have faith that you guys can get this done. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.